Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Siz de şa'arız arif billah Hazreti Akhtas Hazreti Muayna Şah Hakim Muhammed Akhtas Abnavar Allah'u merkadehu. The title is Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Şami Medina. Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Şami Medina. مبارك تجي قيام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة بلا جانك يا جام مينا يا عالم ترا كيف خش حرام مدينة بلا جانك يا جام مينا يا عالم ترا كيف خش حرام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة مدينة كي قل يوم هر إك قدم پر مد نظر احترام مدينة مدينة کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة 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 برا لطف دی تاہ نام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دی تاہ نام مدینہ يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة نكاها مثل جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت
جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ ہو خاطر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد خاطر غم دو جہاں جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم This is the اشعار the کلام of حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اقدس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ who is عارف باللہ رومی وقت مجدد زمانہ and As Hazrat had explained to us that the Ash'ar of Hazrat Hakim Sahib is not only an Ash'ar but is actually a Bayan. And it's the Kamal of Hazrat Hakim Sahib that a Bayan is being put in poetic form. So from this we should draw the lessons and we should look within our heart and introspect that what is our connection with Madina Sharif, what is our nisbat with Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this Bayan is exposed what should one's feelings and innermost emotions be when one is in Madina Sharif. And how fortunate we are that whilst we may be very far from Madina Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted us the ability to still have connection with our Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is by the recitation of Durood Sharif. Our Durood is conveyed to Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam via the Malaika. Our names are taken with the names of our parents, with our father's name, and the living relationship each ummati has with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, Hazrat says,
that ye subh Medina, ye sham Medina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Medina. That felicitations, congratulations to your stay in Medina Sharif. You are very, very fortunate to witness the dawn of Medina, to witness the sunset of Medina Sharif. And bala jaane kya jaam meena ya alam, that what joys and what innermost enjoyments and closeness you are enjoying, spiritual ecstasies, that only you know whilst you are staying in the Mubarak city of Medina Sharif. And the so pleasant and so enjoyable are even the streets of Medina Sharif, the gullies of Medina Sharif, that with every step that a person is in Medina Sharif, one should keep the sanctity and the respect of Medina Sharif, because this is a place where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked. So for every step, every place that you look, at every moment a person should keep in front the respect and the sanctity of Medina Sharif. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. And with great cherish and love, Hazrat Hakim Sahab takes the name of Medina. And this, when we also say Medina Sharif, we should say Medina, that quality of love should also be permeating to our hearts. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hech hogi jo payega dil mein payam Medina. That when a person really understands the true message of Medina Sharif, the message of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the aspirations of the dunya, the aspirations of the fleeting the world and whatever it contains, then it just becomes like meaningless. There's no, it has no value to it. Sukoon e jahan tum kaha dhoondte ho, sukoon e jahan hai nizam e Medina. As it says that this, we are seeking for peace, we are seeking for contentment, we are looking for enjoyment, we are seeking a better quality of life, etc. But where are you? All the avenues that you are seeking for it is not there. If you really want to find it, you will find it in the system of Medina Sharif, the system of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent via Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In this you will find true, genuine sukoon and contentment of the heart. In the last stanza, Hazrat Hakim Sahib says that person has freed himself from the worries of both of us. So meaning if a person is in anxiety, is in depression, he is in different type of difficulties. If you come out of your difficulties, then become a slave of Medina Sharif. Become a slave of the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever difficulties you are, whichever problems you are, this is the solution to come out of the difficulties of both the worlds. Allah give us great understanding and the tawfiq to make aman.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد من كتاب حياة المسلمين between chapter number 21 disassociation of the heart from the world and constant reflection on the akhirat. So as mentioned here in the beginning, that despite the fact that we are in this world, we have to live here, but for our spiritual progress, our heart must remain disassociated from this world and associated with the akhirat. And for this, a person needs to ponder about the year after. We are in a short life in this world, and we eventually are going to go on to our journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as we leave this world. So our heart cannot be connected to this world. So to attain the strongest of iman, we have to continuously meditate on the worthlessness of this world. When a person ponders, then reality comes into a person. So as it mentions certain ayat of the Quran Kareem and certain hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it continues. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember much the severer of death, the cutter off of pleasures, that is death. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mort, death, is a gift for the believer. A gift is an object of pleasantness. The believer should therefore be pleased with death. If there is fear for azab, punishment, arrangements should be made to be protected against such punishment, which comes after death. The protection against punishment is to be obedient to the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to resort to tawbah and forgiveness for deficiencies. One hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu's shoulders and said, stay on earth as if you are a foreigner, or like one walking along the road. Like a foreigner longs for his homeland, and a traveler is continuously on the move, anticipating a quick arrival home. So too should be the believer. His heart should never be attached to the world. His gaze must be focused on Jannat, his original and permanent home. He must himself prepare for his return home. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would say, when the evening approaches, do not wait for morning. And when the morning approaches, do not wait for the evening. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believer is about to depart for the hereafter, the angels with glittering faces come to him. They have with them kafan, the burial shroud in fragrance from Jannah. The angel of death arrives and explains to the believer who is passing away, O pure soul, come towards the forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika, the angels with glittering faces, take possession of the soul and wrap it in the heavenly kafan and fragrance. They proceed with the pure soul upwards. Every group of angels living on this earth by whom they pass inquire, whose pure soul is this? The angels in whose possession the soul is, inform the other angels of the identity of the person, and informing them call the soul by the various beautiful and honorable titles. They then reach the first heaven, and the doors are opened. The angels of the first heaven accompany the procession to the second heaven, and the doors are opened up. In this way the procession goes from heaven to heaven, until the seventh heaven is reached. Allah Ta'ala then orders, enter the book of record of my servant in Illiyin, and proceed towards the earth with him for the questioning in the grave by Munkar and Nakir. The soul is then returned to the body. The angels come to the person and ask him, who is your Rabb? The believer replies, Allah is my Rabb. They ask, what is your deen? He replies, Islam is my deen. They then ask, who is this man who has been sent amongst you? He replies, he is the Nabi of Allah. A caller then calls out from the heavens, and this is in the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my servant has spoken the truth. Arrange for him the comfort of Jannat. Clothe him with the garments of Jannah, and open up on him a window from Jannah. The sweet breezes and fragrances of Jannah just come to him. The same hadith continues and narrates the evil and terrible condition which overtakes the kafir soul. Then after death and in Qiyamah will occur the following events: the sounding of the trumpet, the sur, the resurrection of the dead, the torment of Qiyamah, the reckoning, the fortunate will be given to drink from the fountain of Kawthar, punishment in Jahannam for certain sins, or for those sins which were not forgiven, intercession for the people of Iman, entry into Jannat, and the vision of Allah Ta'ala. These are all things to reflect on, so as to create life in Iman. If one is not able to set aside a specific time for such meditation, then at least when going to bed, think about these events. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.